This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. This is from Brett Carson. People might not always agree with Hutchie, but on this Sounding Board back in February, he said to start the season, get games in the bank, then when the stuff comes in, we can have buys. COVID dictates the timelines for now. When things are good, get games in. He's a fan of your theory, Hutchie, and you were big on this at the time, to get some games away.
Well, we would be three or four more rounds in if we had, I understand, to a degree. Well, I didn't, but disagree.
It's incredible that we've got to round 18 in some respects without it being hit in a way that I expect it to be and still could be. But ultimately, even with all the problems going into last weekend, they still got a full nine games away. And yes, there were a lot of difficulties attached to it. Gavin Pilkington on Twitter, with Boak seemingly a certainty to take over as the games record holder for Port Adelaide, how will Hutchie introduce Kane Corns on Footy Classified?
The former Port Adelaide games record holder, Kane Corns, joins us. Just welcome, Kane.
Just insert the word former.
The five-time All-Australian Matthew Lloyd is here. Welcome, Matthew.
Because as of this week, he equals Kane, I believe.
Yes.
So we asked the Stuart Henson.
In fact, I'll do that for the first time tonight, recording this on a Monday.
You do it.
So by the time you've heard this, you'll hopefully have heard the soon-to-be.
Soon-to-be former. Yeah. Okay, there you go, Gavin. You've influenced Hutchie's intro tonight. Jordan Cook on email. I've noticed news.com using a new tactic when foreign celebrities enter our country but are coming for reasons not beneficial to their own offerings. That tactic is to always mention something they don't like about the said celebrity, then link it back to the stranded Australians still overseas. Seems to me that the playing on the us versus them mentality in such a way would lose its effectiveness after the first few instances and people would stop paying attention pretty quickly. Could I get your thoughts?
Good conspiracy theory / cynicism / demo style work here, Jordan.
Look, Jordan, it probably gives people a reason to click on the said story to see what the outrage is supposedly about. I can get why they're doing it. And if your question is directly related to Caitlyn Jenner and Katie Hopkins coming in, I can understand why they have covered it that way. If it's deeper than that, I'm apologising for not actually getting the gist of your questioning. But I get it. I actually get what they're doing there in that regard. Hutchie, do you ever read a book people should read about journalism? That one's from Cheeky on Twitter.
What was the one I shared a couple of years ago with Ronan Farrow?
Ronan Farrow, yeah. That probably is the best book on journalism, isn't it? Catch and Kill?
Yep.
Catch and Kill? Yeah.
Catch and Release?
That's
catch
fishing.
And, catch and...
that's the trout that's in the fishing. Streams up in the Delatite River.
Catch and Kill.
Yeah, once.
Good point. That one's Rex Hunt wrote the catch and release.
I would actually agree. I haven't read a lot about the pure art of journalism, Cheeky. Maybe I probably should have and would have been benefited having done so. But yeah, that one would be as good as any to read. Ryan Lewis on Twitter, I like this question. Would you ever consider employing Andrew Bogut as a host on one of your media channels? I know you don't see eye to eye.
Absolutely.
But he is a polarising personality that draws in an audience. And indeed he does, Hutchie.
He'd be fantastic on radio, I think, Andrew Bogut. Unfortunately, we'd never be able to afford him, which is the only challenge. But yeah, he would be magnificent.
A man after our own heart here, Hutchie. Callum Gogoly on email. And this was before the lockdown. It just needs to be said. This letter was received. I've just spent 40 painstaking minutes waiting to board a flight from Melbourne to the Gold Coast. As someone who has flown more than most, surely you've recommended a way to speed up the process. Why does it take so long? Our time is far too valuable. I look forward to another innovative idea that you present to airlines in the coming years to speed this up to a 10-minute process. This would be a bugbear of yours, Hutchie, given the amount of flying.
Yeah, well, for starters, get rid of the bags. Never fly with bags, as we've talked about repeatedly. There's 15 minutes either way.
People can't do that. I know you can, but people can't.
You can fit your whole world in a bag, Damo. You can. Your whole world in a bag.
That's the first time you and I went overseas together. We were going to London first, weren't we? Or New York, London, whatever it was. Yep. You took a satchel.
That's right. That's all you need.
And we're away for about a month.
Yep. One or two to finish, Damo?
Yep. Rory Neeson on email. Quick question on sources. Just reading an article in the Herald Sun, and the article quotes one source close to the health department in relation to an extension on the lockdown in Victoria. Just wondering where you think this rates in terms of high-ranking source or multiple sources. Rory, we did discuss this again maybe we're going overkill on this, but we discussed this again on the main body of Sounding Board this week. One source close to the health department. So the source is removed. Now, it's not in the ranking, is it? It's not impeccable. It's not high placed.
It's not top 10.
It's not popular wisdom.
It's not top 10.
And it's not a whistleblower. No, it's not top 10. One source close to the health department. It's removed.
Yep. It ranks below track watchers.
Yeah. Rory, well picked up, though. I hadn't seen that, and I wish I had it because I would have referred to it, had I. Thank you for your email, and thank you for everyone else who sent in a question this week on the sounding board for DrinkWise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board podcast with Hutchie and Damo for DrinkWise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.